Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to the Daily Stoic Blueprint. Ever feel like your brain's on fire, juggling a million thoughts, notifications, emails, and to-do lists? You know that feeling when you just want to scream into the void because finding focus is harder than climbing Mount Everest in flip-flops? Yeah, me too, trust me. We live in a world designed to constantly distract us. It's like the universe has decided at peace and quiet a growing extent. But here's the cool thing. Even amidst this chaotic symphony of distractions, we can still train our minds to be laser-focused. It's like learning a new superpower, but instead of shooting lasers from your eyes, you're shooting focused intention into your day. Today, we're diving deep into how to find focus in this crazy distracted world. We'll unlock some ancient Stoic wisdom that's surprisingly relevant for our modern lives, and trust me, it's not just about meditating under a waterfall, although this sounds pretty great. Get ready to grab your mental headphones, because we're going on a journey to reclaim your focus, one deliberate breath at a time. First up, let's talk about the enemy distraction. It comes in all forms. Social media scrolling, notifications pinging like a freaking orchestra, that never-ending pile of work, and let's not forget the internal chatter bomb going off in our heads. The Stoics knew this struggle way back when they called it apatheia, which sounds fancy, but basically means freedom from emotional turmoil. It's about training your mind to be less reactive to these distractions, becoming a mental zen master amidst the chaos. Now, how do we actually achieve this? It all starts with awareness. Become hyper-aware of those pesky distractions pulling at you. Notice when your phone is stealing precious brain power, or that endless YouTube rabbit hole is sucking you in. Think of it like training your internal detective to spot the distractions before they derail your focus. Second, prioritize your tasks. This isn't about making a to-do list and checking boxes, it's about understanding what truly matters. Use tools like the Eisenhower Matrix. Divide your tasks into four categories: urgent and important but not urgent but not important, and neither urgent nor important. Then focus your energy on the important stuff first, the things that move you closer to your goals, the things that bring meaning to your day. Third, break it down. Ever feel overwhelmed by a giant project? Break it down into smaller, manageable chunks. Think of it like conquering a mountain one step at a time. This makes daunting tasks less scary and more achievable, keeping you motivated and focused on the journey. Number 4. Schedule dedicated focus blocks. Treat these blocks like sacred appointments with yourself. No phone calls, no emails, just pure, uninterrupted work time. Even if it's just 30 minutes a day, that focus chunk can make a world of difference. And finally, remember to recharge. Your brain isn't a robot, it needs breaks. Step away from the screen, go for a walk, listen to music, engage in activities that bring you joy and help you clear your mind. This recharges your batteries so you can return to your tasks with renewed focus and energy. Think about that last time you felt truly focused, laser sharp, unstoppable. Remember how good it felt? That's the power we're talking about. It's not about becoming a hermit living in a cave though, that sounds peaceful sometimes, but about creating pockets of intense focus throughout your day. Imagine being able to tackle your work with clarity, enjoy conversations without distractions, and savor those moments of peace and quiet. Let's say you have a big presentation coming up, a chance to really shine. You know the material inside out, but that nagging feeling of anxiety creeps in. What if you forget something? What if people don't understand? Instead of letting those thoughts spiral, take a deep breath. Visualize yourself delivering the presentation confidently and engagingly. Remind yourself that you've prepared thoroughly and trust your knowledge. Now, focus on the present moment, each slide, each interaction with your audience. You got this. So, what's the takeaway? It's about reclaiming your focus in a world that constantly demands your attention. Start by being aware of those distractions, prioritizing your tasks, breaking them down into manageable chunks, scheduling dedicated focus blocks, and most importantly, remembering to recharge. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your biggest distraction-busting tip in the comments below. What works for you? Let's build a community of focused warriors together. And don't forget to subscribe to the Daily Stoic Blueprint, your daily dose of wisdom and motivation to navigate life with clarity and purpose. See you tomorrow. Keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.